Hey, is this Coastal Outdoor Concepts?
Yes, sir.
Hey there, boss. How are we doing today?
I'm good. Just working. How are you?
Right. Well, I'm doing well. Actually, it's Friday. I mean, what can I say?
yeah.
Well, sir. Right. Sir, the reason I'm giving you a call, really, is I'm calling to speak to the owner of the business for Coastal Outdoor. Kind of sounds like a...
That's me.
Am I right? Perfect. Okay.
Yes, sir.
What prompted my call to you today is I'm calling with Local Splash Pleasure, and we're a data service provider for both Google and also for Meta, formerly known as Facebook. And we wanted to speak with you about placing your company on the front page of Google for your services and your keywords in the area. What this would mean for you is that when... Go ahead.
No, I'm definitely interested. I know it's Friday. There wouldn't be no way to speak with anybody tomorrow, would there?
So not only are we closed tomorrow, right? but this is something I will be filling out today. As far as, you know, this goes, our assignment today is looking into the area for your geographical area and for your category. So we are looking for one, right? You know, once we find them, we close out the area. That's really the exclusive part of this. Talk to me. What's going on? You're a little busy. What's the case here?
Yeah, I'm just working. I got a deadline. I got to try to get done today or whatever. So I like to
be able to
write notes and because I'm definitely interested. To hear what you have to say. It's just hard when I've got, you know, stuff going on and I have a deadline I have to finish. Is there a way, can we do Monday?
Let's do this. If the position is still available, I'll give you a call. What's a good time on Monday?
So really quick, what are you offering to do?
The front page of Google, what this would mean for you is that when people are looking up your services, you'd pop up as an option for them. You know, we'd make sure of that. But I'm sure you're familiar with Google, right? I mean, you know, it's kind of the biggest search engine ever. Well, when you do a search like, you know, any of these services like pressure washing or meat, there's a map that accumulates in the middle of your screen with a couple businesses listed next to it. Well, that's what became available. And again, you know, the assignment today is to go around your area looking for only one that wants to generate this business, right? But that's really the exclusivity of this. You know, if we were to get one, we close out the area. We don't work with competition. That's what this is about, right? As far as that goes, yeah, what's a good time to give you a call on Monday?
What's pricing look like?
So that does depend on a couple factors, right? That'd be the time consuming part of all of this, right? We'd go through a couple factors trying to see what you need, what we can do for you, right? So that's where that goes in. But it does depend on a couple things. It does range from $10 to $18 a day, but it is a monthly thing, right?
Right.
Again, you know, it really depends. Like, how long have you had Coastal Outdoor Concepts for?
Well, I've had it since August, I think it's 20 or 21. It hasn't been too long, but I actually work a full-time job. So it's like, it's been difficult, you know, to the effort you need to put into your business to promote it. I mean, you know, that could be a full-time job itself. I'm trying to get serious about it, and research ways that I can get my name out there, and promote the business. It's just, you know, right now it's like I have to be, particularly, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? I have to be under the microscope with the pricing because I can't create a bunch of overhead right now, but I'm willing to take certain steps, to promote my business. And it just depends I had Angie reach out to me, and the issue was the contract, the commitment. You're locked in for a year and let's say you don't get results, you know, that they promise, well, you're, you know, whatever's left on the contract, you owe them 85%. And it's like, well, you know, I'm not getting the results that you know, are expected that we talked about, but I have to continue to pay. So that would be the big issue. Are you got, is there a contract involved?
We can pride ourselves to not having contracts here, right? And as far as Angie's goes, I'm happy you're mentioning that. And, you know, I hate to be the negative Nancy here, but, you know, if we can save you from going with them, I mean, why not? Yeah. The way they work is just absurd, right? You know, they send you a lead and they send 25 people the same lead. And you guys all have to end up paying for it, which, again, could be a little ridiculous and expensive, most and foremost, right? Well, and I'm sorry, my name is Oscar. Who am I speaking to?
I'm Eric, the owner. Eric Regan.
Okay, yeah, just to formally address you. Okay, Eric, well, you know, let's, you know, how long have you owned the business, you said?
It's probably been a year.
1 year.
It's about a year is when I set up the LLC, and, you know, it's been slow going because I've just been doing it here and there. Like I said, I have a full-time job. So it's been about a year, but I've been serious for the past, like, 3 or 4 months.
And you want to make this a full-time job, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, and you're the only one running the show as far as what I'm hearing, right? You're the only owner?
Yeah. Yes, sir. It's just me.
Okay, and as far as the website, I'm not finding one for you. Do you currently own one?
No, I haven't got that far to build a website.
Okay, again, something we could definitely provide for you. We also work very well with Facebook. A lot of people are comfortable with Facebook. Just wanted to, just some food for thought, right? And, I mean,
yeah.
You're in Cocoa base, but how far would you go for, you know, a potential
client? I do all of Brevard County. There's actually in my area that the business is based out of, just because the demographics and the income levels. I don't do much business in Cocoa. But outside of Cocoa, I mean, I travel all in, just in Brevard County, right now.
Okay, yeah, right. I'll make a note of that in case, like, you know, you do want to expand or, you know, because that's already plenty of space. So, but if you do decide to expand, that's something we could provide for you as well, okay? But Brevard County sounds like a great area. And you're working on both residential as commercial, or how's that going on?
Mostly residential, the stuff that I do. Because I'm only one person right now.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, it's like I can't take on stuff beyond my capability, you know, to get it done. Because I pride myself on being, you know, when I tell somebody I'm going to be there and how long it's going to be, you know, I'm pretty on point. You know, it's like to overpromise and underdeliver is not a good business model,
okay.
You know.
So that we could definitely, like, you know, not only increase your profit margins, but by cherry picking the businesses you actually want. Okay, Eric, so everything's going to come according to what you want. Okay.
Right.
And, perfect. Well, I do have here Gail, right? This is something that we'll be filling today. I want you to speak with her to see what we can offer you. And the good thing is that with the 1 year that is considered still a new business, so we do have a promotional rate for that. So we're starting off great. Okay, Eric? She's going to hop online, you know, answer any questions you may have. You're going to love it, Eric, okay? Just give me a moment.
Okay, thank you.
Of course.
Hi, this is Gail.